Deputy Prime Minister, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm really delighted to be here together with all of you today to take part in the opening of this special exhibition and to take part in this important celebration. To mark the 20th anniversary of the Charter of a Distinctive Partnership between NATO and the Ukraine. And this year also marks the 20th anniversary of NATO's Information and Documentation Center here in Kiev. The center's mission is to provide factual, reliable information to anyone who wants to learn more about NATO, how the alliance works, and how we are working together with partners like Ukraine. This exhibition is just one example of the excellent work being performed by the Center. Over the past two decades, the friendship and cooperation between NATO and Ukraine have grown steadily. Ukraine has provided steadfast support for our common security by participating in all NATO missions and operations. You have done this despite facing so many challenges here at home. NATO has reciprocated with unwavering support for Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, democratic institutions, and your armed forces. And NATO will continue to work closely with Ukraine on defense, governance, and economic reforms that are so crucial to Ukraine's institutional resilience, stability, and the prosperity of Ukraine. The exhibition features timelines and key milestones in post-World War II European, NATO, and Ukrainian history. Not surprisingly, these three strands often intertwine and overlap. But the importance of the exhibition goes beyond the presentations of facts and dates in history. The exhibition reminds us of the freedom, of that freedom-loving people can achieve remarkable things when they work together, united by shared values and common purpose. For more than a quarter of a century, the Berlin Wall stood as a symbol of oppression and tyranny in a divided Europe. Its demise proves that even heavily fortified psychological and physical barriers are no match against the human desire for freedom. You will also see that this exhibition is dedicated to tearing down other kinds of walls, mental walls, that too divide people. Walls built with myths, stereotypes, and misinformation. Fortunately, these mental barriers can be overcome by building bridges of trust, understanding, and friendship. Finally, this exhibition reminds us that tomorrow's history will be shaped by what we do today, and that each generation has an obligation to preserve the peace for future generations. Once again, I would like to thank you for being here today to celebrate NATO's long-standing and ongoing friendship with Ukraine. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me thank to both of our honorable guests for the opening of the exhibition, and now invite you all to discover it.